Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
The closer you get to the center from the tackle position, typically the slower they are. So I know you got a guy coming up here that was pretty quick at center, so I'm not saying him. He's an anomaly. So OG could snap the ball and get out in front on a sweep, which was insane to me.
They swing it to Forte and picks up the first down.
Watch Olin Krutz go out and through to lead this play. This is almost like a one-man running screen here. Flip it over the top and pick up the first down. Olin Krutz getting it done.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
I do have a question for you, Olin, about trash talking. I know John ran a lot. Who was the funniest?
Well, John was funny, right? He studied your game day and studied your history and talked trash about everybody's. You know, one time he was doing a Samoan slap dance to me, and I said, John, I'm Hawaiian. I don't do Samoan slap dances, but I've been called a lot of things on the field. Warren Sapp thought I was Hispanic at one point, which I wasn't. But a lot of that, like, you know, Pat, I mean, that's why you play, man.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Yeah, it makes a big difference in a game, right? I think Kevin Warren designed it. Ask him. But the Vikings now that stadium, you got to know.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Pittsburgh, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Olin Krutz joins us now on the Serga Resort and Casino Hotline. SergaLasVegas.com. Oh, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How's it going, man?
Things are good, man. Things are good. I wouldn't have. I mean, how'd it go when Warren Sapp thought you were Hispanic? How'd the rest of that game go?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, man, it went. I think their way. Actually, you guys remember how good their defense was?
Oh yes.
Back in the day, those guys, you know, Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, Brad Culpepper, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber, John Lynch on the sideline, Monty Kiffin, right? Rob Marinelli, Lovie Smith. They had an all-star crew. Mike Tomlin was there at one point. They were really good. But Warren Sapp was always a good battle. Always talked a little trash back and forth. Mm-hmm. I had a good time. That's why you play the game.
That's awesome. We're worried about, at least I'm really worried about, these edge rushers. Mm-hmm. They got three guys with five sacks, at least, mm-hmm. On this edge. Tough stuff for the tackles? Or how do you see this offense matching up with the Steelers' defense up front?
Yeah, Watt, you know, Highsmith and Herbig from St. Louis High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, obviously. Tough matchup for Chicago Bears tackles, right? And I want to see Darnell Wright go against a guy like Watt. We think he's an all-pro. I think he's the Bears' best football player. Excited to see them match up. Now, Theo Benedict over there on the left side, obviously. Ben Johnson and Coach Dan Roshar are going to have a plan, right? We've seen that over the last 3 or 4 weeks where they have Cole Kmet, Colson Loveland, the running back, Roma Dunze. They have all kind of guys giving him help. Joe Tooney giving him help from the inside. The first thing you want to do, guys, and I know you know this, and the listeners know this, and everybody who watches football know this, is get that run game going, right? Stay out of third and long. You don't want to be in third and long against this group. You want to be in third and manageable. Stay in front of the chains. Keep their pass rushers. Defending the run is the best way to stop a team that loves to rush the passer. And the Chicago Bears, guys, really fun team to watch run the football, run downhill, run off the football. What Coach Dan Roshar has been doing. We all seen Swift last week late in the game, running with his pads low, running guys over, getting first downs, getting the extra yards. Kyle Monung, guys, been fun to watch. The Chicago Bears run game, it should be the answer to the Pittsburgh Steelers pass rush.
When we talked about this in the last segment, Speaks brought up the guys on the edge. I'm a little more concerned with the interior guys because of what you're talking about. Like, if you have to take resources away from guard, center, guard to help out, I'm worried because those guys, if their history this season says that they are pretty good at collapsing the pocket.
Yeah, Cam Hayward's a monster, right? But guess who we got? That's why we went out and traded for Joe Tooney. That's why we signed Jonah Jackson. That's why Chris Dahlman is in the middle of that line, right? We spent a lot of money in the middle of the Chicago Bears offensive line. They've been doing a good job, Lawrence, right? Running the football, keeping Caleb upright. Obviously, Caleb gets out of some sacks. Really fun matchups this week, right, with Tooney versus Hayward and Keanu Benton versus Jonah Jackson and Dahlman. And just those matchups are going to be fun to watch. And like you're saying, for a shorter quarterback, which Caleb is, you want to keep the middle of that pocket clean. So got a good battle for them. But that's what Ryan Poles went out there and fixed that offensive line this offseason. They've looked good, right, against the competition that they have had leading up to this football game. But here it is when we get into the meat of this schedule. We're all excited to be here at 7-3. The guys you just mentioned, right? Dunbar, their D-line coach in Pittsburgh, one of the better ones in the NFL, the 2004 Chicago Bears defensive line coach, right? Carl Dunbar, really good, man. And you can tell their technique is sound on film. They got good football players. Coach Dan Roshar on our side. That's why I'm excited for this battle. I tweeted something out early this week with a popcorn. I was eating popcorn. I'm ready to watch this football game, but also not scared, right? Not thinking, man, we have no chance against this front. I'm thinking we got a chance against these guys. We got guys who can match up with the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive line. Really good battle, man, there in the middle of the field at Soldier Field this Sunday. But the exciting thing, I think, for us as Chicago Bears fans, as people who have analyzed the Chicago Bears for years now, is that we do match up, right? We do match up well. Obviously, the one thing you worry about is pass downs with Theo Benedict over there on the left side. But as far as inside, I'm looking for a battle there. I'm looking for our guys to actually take it to them to take it to this Pittsburgh Steelers defense and slow them down and make sure we're staying in front of the chains.
Man, it's good to hear, Olin. Lawrence is the mayor of Worried Town. I am squatting in a property in Concernville. I'm edging ever closer to Worried Town with this game. Look, Declan Doyle explained this week that like when the quarterback drops deeper, sometimes it becomes more challenging for the tackles, you know? So the deeper the quarterback gets, the harder it becomes on those tackles. I'm hoping and praying maybe this is the week where Caleb has gotten a message and just gets rid of the ball fast back there, Olin. What do you think?
Yeah, that message has been going on for a while. I wouldn't count on it, Speeds, right? I wouldn't count on him getting rid of the ball fast. He does have an incredible arm. He has been getting better at it. I thought last week he took some easy throws. We talked about everything for him right now was like a difficulty of 10, right? Going into last week, I thought he took some checkdowns. You remember Cole Kmet's runs last week? You remember the Coast in Loveland, 24-yard gain on a 3rd and 13, I think it was. That was just a checkdown, right? Letting one of his guys make plays, to your point. Get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Don't take the sacks. Look, guys, this is the first team the Bears have played in weeks, I think, since the Detroit Lions, that are actually on the plus side of the turnover differential battle, right? I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, I got it written down here, but I think they're +7 or +8. The Bears, obviously, at +16 is a crazy number, but everyone else they played up to here is not ranked any higher than 23rd in the league in a turnover differential. So, like you're talking about, Speaks, protect the ball, get it out early, get away from those sack fumbles. We all know how good T.J. Watt and Herbig is at that. The good thing about this is you've seen them preparing. I think someone put on Twitter the Steelers are preparing for the way that Caleb gets out of the pocket, the way he runs, the way he spins. Well, that also slows down the pass rush, right? They can't just go crazy at Caleb Williams. They want to keep him in that pocket. So that'll slow it down a little bit also. But to your point, run the football, be worried about these pass rushes, help the tackle, help your left tackle out, even give your right tackle some help, stay in front of the chains. It's just going to be a different kind of football game, the kind of football game we've been waiting for the Chicago Bears to play, because we want to see them against good football teams that look like they're playoff contenders and see where we are as the Chicago Bears.
Tremaine Edmonds is having, I think, one of his best years as a pro, and he's had some really good ones in Buffalo, but he seemed to found himself with that move over to the weak side. So he's not available. T.J. Edwards is not available. The linebacker depth is a problem for them going into this game. How do you imagine the Steelers will try to attack that no matter who's playing quarterback?
Yeah, run right at them, right? Run right at these linebackers, make them make plays, obviously attack them with Freiermuth, attack them in the middle of the field, see if they can cover, right? You're worried. Tremaine Edmonds, to your point, Lawrence, really important player for Chicago Bears this year. Not only was he good against the run, not only is he good in coverage, not only did he have interceptions, he was their best pass rusher, I thought. He created the most chaos in the quarterback's head, coming on blitzes with his length and his speed. So they're really going to miss him. Like, they're going to miss T.J. Edwards. Like, they'll miss Noah Sewell. So if you're your Green Bay Packers, you look for them to be in man coverage. You get your running back matched up on them in one-on-one situations. You try to get Freiermuth, Jonah Smith. You try to get these guys on the backup linebackers, right? You attack them right in that. I know Kenneth Gainwell has a bunch of catches. Get him matched up on these backup linebackers. So obviously Dennis Allen has a challenge here. And like you said, you know, being nickel with Gardner Johnson, see what they do there. See who's up. Is Jalen Johnson up? Is Kyler Gordon up? I don't know, going into this week, but they are going to miss those guys in the middle of the field. Right? Billings now has a bigger job already. They're down a dial there on the edge. So already you're going to attack Austin Booker, a smaller defensive end with your 13 personnel. Everybody talking about the Steelers run 3 tight ends a lot. They run 2 tight ends a lot, right? They even bring Spencer Anderson, their backup tackle, on the field and try to run the ball. The great thing is they're not very good at running the football, right? They don't have all the stats. Even when you talk about their defense, I'm surprised, guys. I don't know about you guys, but when I go through their roster and all the names they have, I'm surprised at where they're ranked, right, on defense, where they're ranked running the ball. Their offensive line stays in 2-point stance a lot. I'm not a big fan of that. They don't look overly physical when they come off the ball. They do have a really good center, right? And Zach Frazier, him versus Billings, is going to be an absolute must-watch there in the middle of the line, right? Fatanu, their right tackle from University of Washington, say who, say dogs. He'll be going against Montez Sweat. That'll be another fun battle out there to watch. But when you just turn their film on, guys, they don't cross you as this incredibly physical unit, right? I think the Chicago Bears can get after them a little bit. I am worried now, like you're talking about, without their top three linebackers, how guys will step up, fit in, next man up mentality, and stop that run game. Because if you're Arthur Smith, the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator, I know you can't say, look, guys, let's just try to run the ball and see if they can stop it.
Yeah, I mean, that would seem to be the thing to do. Man, Olin, you mentioned the kid Spencer Anderson. Like, the Bears use Ozzie Trapillo as a sixth offensive lineman. Steelers are using that kid. Sometimes they do it when they're using the big tight end, Darnell Washington, as well. Mm-hmm. He's 6'7". 311 pounds. So when they do that, and they use the kid Spencer Anderson, and they put the two of them next to a regular old tackle who's also 300 pounds, we're talking about almost 1,000 pounds of girth out there. Like, what would you do if you're the offensive line coach and you got to use three 300 pounders next to each other? What would you do?
Well, you guys have had me on every Friday, right? And the first thing I talked about is I'd like to see them kick Nervon Dexter the three technique and put Billings as the starting nose guard. You guys heard me talk about moving Jonathan Ford up off the practice squad. You guys heard me talk about that before they did it when they were ranked last in the league at stopping the run. Now they've cleaned that up. That's what they're doing. I've talked about putting Nervon Dexter out there at defensive end on first and second down since Dale went down, right? And put Jonathan Ford and put Chris Williams back in at three technique and put bigger guys on the field. And that's what I would use my defensive line to try to cover up my linebackers a little bit. I don't want small defensive ends out there with backup linebackers, right? So I put bigger guys. Look, they put, like you're talking about, they got all these big guys they put on the edge. Why not put Nervon Dexter, who has length, who has size, who seems to play a little bit like a defensive end sometimes? Why not put him out there with Montez Sweat, put Ford and Chris Williams and Billings in the middle and see if you can get some size there? And you still have Austin Booker, right, and these guys. I even thought last week Dominic Robinson was limping a little bit on the field, so I don't know if he's fully healed yet. So I think if you're the Steelers, if I see that, guys, obviously the Bears see that on film. I mean, the Steelers see that on film, and they say, man, let's go after these guys a little bit. Now, I will give Austin Booker this. I don't want to say he didn't play great last week against the Vikings, $28.5 million left tackle Darisaw. I thought he did. I thought he held up way better than I thought he would hold up. So we'll see how the game goes. But if I'm the Bears, I have some alternative plans set where I can move some D tackles out to DN if this game gets out of hand with the run game.
The Steelers have three AFC games after this one in a row. Do you think Aaron Rodgers plays?
I think he does. Just knowing an old ball player, just knowing a guy who loves football, who wants to compete, who loves playing in Chicago, I think he'll come out and play with that hand. I know what you're saying about the AFC, but I think for a guy who's a ball player like he is, I think every game is important. You can't convince him of anything else. I remember one time we were already seated in the playoffs and Lovie Smith came to me and he said, we're going to sit you because of your ankle. We played the Vikings this week up there in Minnesota, and they had Pat Williams, who had a rivalry, and Lovie was trying to convince me that, look, we're just not going to play you. We don't want that you get hurt. And I told him, to hell with that. If the other guy's going to be out there, I'm going to be out there too. I don't care what the game means. I don't care what's going on. So I think Rodgers has that kind of mentality. I think you'll see him at Soldier Field on Sunday.
Olin, we had a great conversation with Matt Bowen this week, your buddy, our friend Matt Bowen, about coaching and about the bond that gets created between the coach and the players, especially at the high school level, and how one win in the playoff season can buy you seven more days of just getting to hang out and bond and connect and watch these kids grow. And I just wanted to, you know, see if that resonates with you, like it resonated with us. We've been thinking about it all week long.
Yep, I knew we were getting to Spiegel's feelings corner at some point. So here we are. I am at the feelings dinner table. I can at least use a Crown Royal shot before we get going here. But listen, Matt Bowen does a great job, man, coaching his kids, pouring himself into them, teaching them about life and football. Jason McKee, as you guys know, another one, a coach at Carmel Catholic. I helped him coach there the last 3 years. And it is fun to coach these kids, to use the game, to teach them about teamwork, perseverance, how to work hard, how to work together, how to, you know, one common goal, move in one direction, see them go on to college, have more time with them. I even have guys text me right now, the college season is ending. As you guys know, I have a gym. Coach, can I come back to the gym? Can we talk about what's next in my career? Can we talk about how to handle the offseason? Can we talk about how to approach my end of year meeting? So, yeah. You help these guys through this, and you use football really to teach life, and that's it for my Spiegel's Feeling Corner.
Hey, man, give yourself a shot of crown as soon as the segment is done. You earned it. You earned it yourself.
I'm going to need it.
Oh, we appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend, sir.
Lawrence, how do you deal with all those feelings every week, man? You know what I mean?
Good question. Good
He's
question.
Singing it's... music, yeah. Doing art, yeah. Wants to talk to you about your feelings all day.
I know.
Listen, man, I mean, I know we're in this era now where that's all okay. I'm not the guy.
Noted. Noted. I'll never put Olin in a feelings corner again.
No, we have to do it. You got to be you, Speech. We got to do it, man.
That's
Every
right.
time
you
I
gotta
come
be
on,
you.
Spiegel's Feeling Corner.
Hey, man, you get to critique my offensive, my center technique, you know, mm-hmm. And then you got to come into the feelings corner. It's like it's a little game, a little take.
One day we'll do karaoke too, and I'll sing La Bamba for you. That's my karaoke
song. Yeah, let's go.
That's a great one.
Now we're getting
somewhere. La Bamba, La Bamba. You just scream it, man. You don't even got to sing it well.
Now
Garza is shocked. That's my song. Roberto Garza. We used to be shocked. That was my song.
But Warren Sapp would have probably guessed it was your song, right?
I'm going to tie the room together.
This is good stuff.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, we'll talk to you, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.